Welcome to The Other Side of the Plate, brought to you by Feast, families empowered and supporting treatment of eating disorders. This podcast is for moms, dads, and caregivers searching for answers, the kind that can feel so hard to find when your loved one has an eating disorder. I'm Jenny, and along with my co-host Laura, we're here as caregivers with lived experience who supported our loved ones through an eating disorder. Together, we'll share personal insights, connect you with professionals, and point you toward helpful resources. And as we say at Feast, we're here because we've been there. The content contained in this podcast is not a substitute for professional or medical treatment, and it may not represent the views and beliefs of Feast. Always consult a medical professional for medical advice and treatment recommendations. Hi, everyone. It's Jenny, one of your co-hosts for the Other Side of the Plate podcast. If you're a parent or caregiver supporting someone with an eating disorder, chances are you've felt overwhelmed and scared and just plain exhausted. I understand because I've been there. I remember a time when I wished that someone would help me find the information and support that I needed. I had no idea what a steep learning curve I had ahead of me, and I didn't know enough to know what exactly I needed as far as knowledge and support. So if you're caring for a loved one with an eating disorder and you aren't sure where to look for resources or even what resources might be useful, this episode is for you. Today, I'm sharing some of the key resources that Feast offers, including educational programs and peer support services, so you'll know where to turn when you need information, support, and insight. Links to everything I mentioned will be in the show notes. Okay, let's take a look at some of the Feast resources now and what they have to offer. For me, I know in the beginning I was really concerned with finding reliable information, and yet I had no way of knowing if the information I was finding when I was searching was anything that I could actually rely on. I remember spending countless hours searching for information about eating disorders and how to help my daughter. Luckily, Feast has created resources for parents like me and like you who need education and support now. These resources are for parents and caregivers who need a lifeline in this storm. The transformative educational and peer support resources at Feast were created to educate, empower, and help parents and caregivers feel connected with a community that truly gets it. In the beginning, it is so hard to know what you even need to know. The Feast website is a great place to start. feast-ed.org. You can find all of our educational programs and peer support services there, along with blog posts, upcoming and past webinars, answers to frequently asked questions, and more. Let's take a look at some of the Feast resources a little more closely. Feast has done such an amazing job creating some really practical, structured resources for caregivers. I'd like to start by highlighting three of our educational resources, and those are Feast 30 Days, the Feast Caregiver Skills Toolkit, and our Family Guide series. These three educational resources take complex concepts and make them something that caregivers can take and actually start using today. I'm sure you've heard me talk about Feast 30 Days in previous podcast episodes. I consider it Feast's flagship program. You might be wondering, what do you get when you register for Feast 30 Days? First of all, you can register at no cost. The program consists of 30 lessons that arrive by email to help you build knowledge and confidence one day at a time, along with resources on each topic to go deeper on that topic. I want to give you a little bit of an idea of what some of those topics are that you get when you register for Feast 30 Days. Mealtime strategies. Dealing with extreme behaviors. The genetics of eating disorders. How eating disorders affect the brain. And one of my favorites, what to expect when your child has an eating disorder. Those are just some of the 30 topics that you'll get lessons on when you register for Feast 30 Days. And something before I forget, I want to let you know, if there's a certain topic you're really looking for and you don't want to wait until the next day to get your next lesson, you're able to advance to the next lesson at the bottom of each one of your emails. So you could actually read all 30 lessons in one day if you wanted to. And then you could go back and pick the ones that are really relevant for you right now. And you could look at the linked resources to go a little bit deeper. Also, Feast 30 Days is now available in Spanish. Let's go back and look a little bit closer at day 12, which is what to expect when your child has an eating disorder. I want to bring this one to your attention because it describes three concepts that I wasn't familiar with when I started my caregiver journey. And if these 30 days had been around back then and I had read day 12, I think it would have really helped me get an understanding of what eating disorders are, what eating disorder treatment and recovery look like, and I probably would have been more empowered to help my daughter a lot faster. So what are those three concepts? Well, these are only three of the 14 that are mentioned in the day 12 lesson in Feast 30 Days. But the three concepts we'll look at now are: one, recovery isn't linear. Number two, there will be resistance to treatment. And number three, there isn't a set time for recovery. Again, three concepts I did not understand going into this and would have been really helpful for me to know. I'll go a little bit more into detail on those three concepts since we're on this topic. We'll start with recovery isn't linear. In fact, I would describe recovery as messy. I didn't know in the beginning that it wasn't a straight line through treatment to recovery. And it wasn't a step one, step two, step three, and then my daughter was recovered. If I were to describe it, instead of calling it a straight line, I would call it a squiggly line, and a very squiggly line at that. And there were some setbacks. There were some slips along the way. It's even normal to have relapses in the course of eating disorder recovery. Concept number two, there will be resistance to treatment. I had the idea going in that something must be wrong because my daughter doesn't want to get well. She doesn't want to engage in treatment. Is it the wrong treatment or am I doing something wrong? I had all of these questions. Once I understood that it was okay to begin treatment, even without her being motivated, and that nothing had gone wrong, it really helped me to move forward and to keep going. Also, there isn't a set time for recovery. I think all of us want to know when we start this process. How long is this going to take? It would have been really nice to know where we were going to be in 3 months' time. Were we going to be in the same place? In 6 months, would we be able to go on our family vacation? Or could we go visit our family for the holidays? And truly what I found out and what Feast 30 Days will help everyone understand is that it's going to be an individual journey for each person and for each family, and there's no way to know how long it will take or to set a time for recovery. So Feast 30 Days does a great job of providing information that isn't anything that any of us would have known before our child was diagnosed with an eating disorder. It's really a great way to quickly get foundational knowledge on eating disorders, on treatment and recovery, and on your role as a caregiver. So you can probably tell that I highly recommend Feast 30 Days and encourage you to register. The next educational resource that I want to highlight is another really good one, and it's the Feast Caregiver Skills Toolkit. Feast 30 Days gives you the what, all the information and knowledge you need about eating disorders, and the Caregiver Skills Toolkit comes in, and it gives you the how. It is packed with skills that will give you what you need to know on how to manage many of the challenging situations you'll face as a caregiver. What is the Caregiver Skills Toolkit exactly? It's a series of 26 videos. I would say each one is about 7 or 8 minutes long. And these videos are delivered by eating disorder experts who provide easy-to-apply skills and tools that parents and caregivers can use to become empowered caregivers. Literally in a matter of minutes, one video can provide you with actions to take to manage some of the most difficult situations that come up when you're caring for someone with an eating disorder. Let's open up the toolkit and take a look to give you an idea of what to expect when you register for the Feast Caregiver Skills Toolkit. The toolkit contains 5 main categories of skills. All of these are really important skills when you're caring for someone with an eating disorder. And those categories are mealtime skills, boundary setting skills, distress tolerance skills, emotional management skills, and crisis and medical intervention skills. Next, let's look at each category to let you know the types of skills that are under each one. We'll start with mealtime skills. Some examples of mealtime skills are how to use the magic plate method, how to prompt your person to eat, and how to expose fear foods. Those are just some of the mealtime skills you'll learn. Under boundary setting skills, you'll learn how to avoid accommodating the eating disorder and how to use leverage. Distress tolerance skills are next, and there are 8 different distress tolerance skills videos contained in the toolkit. Distress tolerance skills, I would say, from my experience, are one of the most important sets of skills you can learn. You are doing this day in and day out, and you have to tolerate your child's distress, and it can be really difficult if you don't have these skills. My natural instincts as a parent were to do a lot of things that are not helpful with eating disorders. I had to learn new skills and techniques that I just was not equipped with when I started this journey. Some of the distress tolerance skills in the toolkit are how to practice radical acceptance, how to use validation and holding firm, how to use distraction skills, and one of my favorites, how to use the broken record technique. The broken record technique is really interesting because when you first hear about it, it sounds so simple. It doesn't seem like it could possibly be effective. But once you learn it, it's amazing how much it helps. It can help you stay calm and firm during mealtimes. It eliminates the need to come up with the right thing to say, which I think is something that a lot of us wonder, like, am I saying the wrong thing? What is the right thing to say? Using the broken record technique gives you something to say repeatedly, so you don't need to worry about coming up with just the right thing to say during mealtimes. The broken record technique can also keep mealtime emotions from escalating, which is something that can be pretty challenging to accomplish. And probably best of all, it provides you with a plan of action when it's hard to know how to handle resistance at mealtimes. It gives you something to do. And just like any of these skills, I learned that I wasn't good at them to begin with, and I had to practice them. And sometimes I wrote the steps down on a note card, and went over them before mealtimes, just to make sure that I had it. And then still, sometimes I didn't do a very good job, and I had to repeat it and practice some more. But it gets easier over time, and these videos will really help you quickly learn some great techniques that you can use. Under emotional management skills, you'll learn how to decode bad body thoughts, how to lean into your feelings, and how to respond to hopelessness. Under crisis and medical intervention skills, you'll learn how to be an effective medical advocate for your loved one and how to deal with suicidality, another really very difficult situation that can come up when you're caring for someone with an eating disorder. In addition to Feast 30 Days and the Feast Caregiver Skills Toolkit, another educational resource I want to talk about is our Family Guide series. We have family guides on multiple topics, including the importance of nutrition and the neurobiology of eating disorders. But the two that I want to highlight today are the two newest family guides that Feast has, and those are on the topics of getting started refeeding and using leverage. Both of these family guides are designed to give caregivers concrete steps and to gain confidence in areas that are often very overwhelming. To give you an idea of what these family guides contain, I wanted to read an excerpt from each one. Here's an excerpt from the family guide on getting started with refeeding. People with eating disorders don't choose this path. It is something that happens to them. They often do not know what is happening, and they have little to no insight about what is happening. They can't, quote, just eat or make scary thoughts go away. I really love that excerpt because it shows from the person with the eating disorder's perspective what's going on for them. And I think parents zooming out and understanding what their loved one is going through is really helpful when it comes to doing the very hard process of refeeding. And here is a little bit from Feast's family guide on using leverage. When your loved ones have to choose between their eating disorder and other important things in life, they grow stronger and the eating disorder weakens. Fighting for something and/or avoiding a negative consequence gives your loved ones permission to eat and comply with treatment, even when the eating disorder voice bullies them not to. I think that's a really powerful statement. And as a caregiver, using leverage always felt difficult for me. When it's framed this way, in a way where it's clear that if I use the leverage, it's going to support and help my child, it helps me remember that if my child protests and I'm worried that using leverage may harm our relationship, that I'm actually aligning with my loved one by using leverage, and I'm fighting the eating disorder. This guide really helps you see your child and see how you are helping them by using leverage in order to compel treatment or in order to get them to stay on track with their meal plan, for example. After those educational resources, I'd love to move on to the wonderful peer support resources that Feast offers. It's great to get all of this knowledge and all of this information and learn as much as you can, but many times information isn't enough, and you just need to talk to someone who's been there. You just need to connect with someone who understands what you're going through. Feast specializes in bringing great peer support services to you, and we have several different types. First, we'll start with the free online virtual support groups that Feast offers. Feast partners with Anna to provide caregiver support groups twice weekly on Monday evenings and Thursday afternoons U.S. time, where parents and other caregivers can connect live with peers who truly understand. These caregiver support groups are open to not only parents, but also to grandparents, spouses, friends, roommates, and other family members, really anyone who's involved in caring for a loved one with an eating disorder and is looking for support. These support groups are 75 minutes long, and they're led by a leader and a co-leader who are trained volunteers with lived experience caring for someone with an eating disorder. I'm one of the caregiver support group leaders, and many times we get the feedback that when someone attends a caregiver support group, they feel less alone, they feel less isolated, they feel more hopeful, and most of all, they feel like part of a community. So I highly recommend these caregiver support groups if that's something that speaks to you. I'm noticing that I'm highly recommending a lot of Feast resources, and I will probably continue to do that throughout this podcast. In addition to the caregiver support groups, we also partner with Anna to provide free sibling support groups. These are just for siblings. Their voices and their experiences really matter. There aren't many opportunities for siblings to be in a peer support environment where they can share their experiences with other siblings who know what they're going through. These sibling support groups are for ages 13 and up, and they're led by their peers, siblings who have gone through the experience of having a brother or sister with an eating disorder. Siblings from ages 13 all the way up into their 40s and 50s attend these groups. And some siblings say that the sibling support group is the first place they've felt seen and heard and understood since their sibling's eating disorder. So if you are a sibling yourself looking for support, or if you're the parent of someone with an eating disorder who has siblings ages 13 and up, this is a great resource for them. And for dads, partners, and other male caregivers, there are the Men of Feast groups. These are offered twice monthly. There's a Zoom link on the Feast website to join, which I'll make sure and share in the show notes. Men of Feast is a wonderful, dedicated community for dads and other male caregivers supporting loved ones with eating disorders. And the goal is to provide a safe space for men to share their experiences, access resources, and truly support one another. All of these support groups that I've mentioned, the caregiver support groups, the sibling support groups, and the Men of Feast support groups, give you a place where you don't have to explain yourself because you're already understood. If you're looking for group peer support but support groups aren't for you, Feast has other offerings. Our online peer support communities may be a better fit for you. We have two online peer support communities, the Around the Dinner Table Forum and our very active Facebook group. The Around the Dinner Table Forum has been a vital community for many families. It's a moderated online group that you can join, and it's available worldwide. The Around the Dinner Table Forum is where I turned when I first found Feast, and it was amazing because, honestly, I didn't even post on the forum, and yet it was a lifeline for me and my family. I was able to go into the forum, read questions, read responses, and it was as if I myself had asked the questions. I had the exact same questions that other caregivers were asking, and it was really amazing to me to not see anyone, talk to anyone, or even type any words into the forum. And yet I felt more supported and I gained more confidence from joining that forum and just being kind of a passive part of it than I had been able to find anywhere else. So again, I highly recommend it. And if you enjoy a faster-paced group and a larger group, our Facebook group's a really active space where you can post, read, and connect with many other caregivers from around the world. This group has over 7,500 members. To join, you'll need to answer 3 questions, and as long as you're a parent or a caregiver of someone with an eating disorder, you'll be able to join. There you will find hope posts, so you can read stories about others and their loved ones' recovery journeys. You can ask questions about treatment and recovery. You can get encouragement. You can learn from others' lived experience. And something that's really great about the Facebook group is that you have the opportunity to ask pretty specific questions, and most likely there will be someone who has some experience that they can share with you, even if you think it's an unusual question or an unusual situation. It's also a good place to ask questions about treatment. If you're considering a treatment center that isn't in your local area and you want to ask, has anyone had experience with this specific treatment center, you could go into the Facebook group, and then anyone who's had experience there will be able to answer your question and give you information. To give you an idea of how helpful this Facebook group can be and the kind of impact that it can have, I'd love to share with you some recent feedback that was posted in the group by a member of the group. This is by far the most supportive, kind, and helpful group I've ever seen on Facebook. Thank you for all those brave enough to share. So that gives you an idea about the Around the Dinner Table Forum and the Around the Dinner Table Facebook group, both great online supportive spaces where you'll find people who've been in your shoes. And if support groups and online communities aren't quite what you're looking for, but you'd still really like some peer support, I'd like to highlight one more of Feast's key peer support resources. Feast has an amazing email support team that's a group of trained volunteers who can respond to your questions with encouragement and guidance. So if you have a question or concern and you want to reach out to an individual for information and support, please email our parent support team. I'll make sure to put that email address in the show notes. Our email support team will provide you with resources, support, compassion, and lived experience. I'm always amazed at all of our volunteers' abilities to share their lived experience in a compassionate way and to point our community in the direction of resources based on the questions that they're asking. So another very high recommendation for our email support team, if you want to connect with someone who understands what you're going through, please write in. We started out today's episode, I talked about how overwhelming it can be to figure out what you need to know and what support you need when your loved one has an eating disorder. I hope that while you were listening to the information about our key resources, that one or more of the educational programs or peer support services stood out to you as something that could be helpful. No matter the age of your child or your loved one, no matter their diagnosis or the length of their illness, no matter where you live in the world, what background you have, your culture or your beliefs, Feast is here for you with transformative educational programs and peer support services to guide you. Caring for someone with an eating disorder is one of the hardest things you'll ever do. I consider it the hardest thing I've ever done. But the good news is you don't have to do it alone. Every resource at Feast exists to support you and your family. You can find links to all of the resources I mentioned today in the show notes. And if you know another caregiver who could use these resources, please share this episode with them. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us for our next episode, where Laura and I will have a conversation with Judy Krasna, Executive Director of Feast, an expert by experience.
Thank you for joining us at the other side of the plate. If today's episode gave you hope or guidance, we invite you to explore more resources and peer support at feast-ed.org. Remember, you are never alone. For more conversations of hope and help for families facing eating disorders, please join us for our next episode.